Don't we read? Alright, John, man, I just want to shake your hand because, sir, you brought us the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
One of my favorite comic books. Great, great idea, mainly because, you know, rehabilitate criminals and hopefully they could do something. And if they don't, well, they die. Yeah. That's it. That's the end of it. Man, how do you feel about the new movie coming out?
Oh, I'm very excited by it. I was so surprised when they decided to do Squad right after the Superman-Batman film. But I think it makes sense.
Well, yeah, you got to put them somewhere. But I thought that was kind of weird, too, you know, because that's such a high-profile thing. And Suicide Squad is one of those books where you kind of got to be talked into it. I was talked into it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the logic behind it is, having explored some of the heroes, they want to explore more of the villains, and that I think makes some sense. But also, the concept is very different from Superman, Batman, Justice League. So, yeah, I think it would be an interesting film.
Any Stan Lee-like cameos coming up?
Actually, they have named a federal building in the movie after me. It's the John F. Ostrander Federal Building. The pictures of it started showing up on the internet last week.
I mean, a lot of your works are now starting to, like, really jump on board, because you did a lot of work with Iron Fist and Luke Cage, and now the Defenders are starting to show up with on Netflix. Any high hopes for that, or do you want to see something?
Oh, well, I would love to see it, but I don't get anything from it, you know, per se, you know. But I would love to see it.
Oh, what I meant is, like, anything you personally, any personal touches you put in there, sort of like the
I always liked the Black Knight. Yeah, I think he would be cool. But all those characters were fun to play with. So, okay. I enjoyed it. Heroes for Hire was a very different book for me.
Okay. And lastly, you work with Geoff Johns on the new 52 Aquaman. You brought a lot of new life to that character, man. We all took Aquaman seriously again. What's your thoughts on that?
The funny thing is, the first time I got an Aquaman fill-in, I was going, oh, God, Aquaman. You're like, what can you do with Aquaman? Everyone makes fun of Aquaman. But the more I started playing with him, the more of an interesting character that I found him to be. And Geoff Johns simply revitalized him so much. So just playing off of Jeff's lead on that was real easy.
Okay, okay. And lastly, I got to ask one more Power Man question. I'll let you be. Regular nowadays, Luke Cage, or you want the yellow shirt back?
No, I'm okay with the current days. I think all the characters, you always got to look at updating, with the exception of Superman. He should always have the red trunks.
Yeah. New, he did look a little weird, but good weird, but still kind of weird.
Yeah.
All right. Well, John, thank you so much for your time.